Welcome to the fourth and final Sunday of Advent. Imagine if the angel Gabriel appeared to you in a dream. You're living in the year zero and the angelic visitor has a message from God to you. You have been chosen to plan the visitation of God to planet Earth. That's right, God has decided to pay his creation a visit and you are the official planner of this first Christmas. Wow. My mind would begin to race. After thanking Gabriel profusely for the incredible honor, I would immediately get to work. This is how I would have done it. My version. I would arrange a lot of advance publicity and lineup so that excitement would build. I would also give ample time for dignitaries to travel. The venue would be Rome, of course, the ancient supercity of power. On the day of God's arrival, there would be an inspiring heavenly display. Then God's Son would make his dramatic appearance. It would be like the Ascension, but in reverse. Jesus, in adult form, would slowly descend surrounded by angelic hosts and incredible sights and sounds. It would be the original shock and awe display. A beautiful white stallion would be waiting, the first century equivalent of a Rolls-Royce. There would be attendants galore to ensure a dignified entry into the capital city. Jesus would receive the worship of everyone, from the emperor down to the household slave. No exceptions. As he dismounted his steed, Jesus would touch and heal a few people along the way, provoking even more wonder. He would walk slowly to the podium of Rome's largest amphitheater, filled to the brim with awestruck spectators. There Jesus would deliver the most eloquent, moving oration imaginable. It would be like the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, and the Golden Rule all rolled into one. He would conclude with the Lord's Prayer. Everyone would be speechless as a mass healing took place. A tide of astonishment and euphoria would ripple through the crowd. Then, slowly, Jesus would ascend, waving kindly to his adoring flock, and safely return to his throne in heaven. God's version. God decided to do it a bit differently. He spoke through the prophet Isaiah, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." Isaiah chapter 55 verse 9, what was God's higher way? Here it is. In those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you: you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. I hope you and your family celebrate Christmas God's way this year. Have a merry and meaningful Christmas. Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor.